You know our slogan around here is better practice, better life. But we're taking this belief to the next level. And we've recently announced the creation of a new association. It's called the Best Practices Association. Our association celebrates the mindset that is better practice, better life. This mindset celebrates time, healthy living, personal growth, clinical excellence, and impacting the lives of your patients and your team through intentional leadership. In fact, we are the work-life balance experts in dentistry. The BPA will coach independent dental practices like yours to thrive by sharing best practices and operational habits, behaviors, systems, tools, and insight that lead to profitability and sustained growth, and you can still have a life. So if you're a dentist that wants to surround yourself with great thinkers, let us help you create your own version of better practice, better life. Go to actdental.com/BPA or hit the link in the show notes.
Hi, this is Zanya Winans, and you are on the Kirk Barron's Best Practices Show.
Guys, thanks for watching the Best Practices Show, where we take a look at the best business practices from the best dental practices all over the world. And if you're a dentist trying to grow your business, one of the things that you have is called a website. And today we're going to talk about the five ways you can double your new patient conversion from your website, because you can't just have a website. You got to know how to use it. And I've got one of the world's experts on today, Zanya Winans. You're going to see we love having her on. She's our resident expert on these things. So do not miss this. Grab a pen and hit the share button. You're going to love it. Now, a couple show notes. We are shooting this live on Facebook like we always do. So if you're watching this and you have a couple questions, add them to the feed and I'll dish them to Zanya while she's on and we'll get the answers straight from the master herself. You're going to see she's a wealth of knowledge. Or if you're watching them later on, feel free to continuously add questions to the feed because we'll get back to you. We want you guys to get the most out of this when you're watching these. Feel free to share these videos with your team members. A lot of times team members don't get great training. This is a great opportunity to say, hey, look, just watch this and we'll try to answer the tough questions and give them the right guidance. Keep sending us suggestions for shows. I keep getting these all the time. I am so grateful. We are lining them up right now, up over 39,000 followers on Facebook, and over 150,000 of you have visited us on iTunes. I have no idea how that works, but all I can say is thank you. Now, our guest today, Zanya, has been one of our good friends, reliable experts, colleagues. And Zanya, I'm just going to say this about you and scream and rave. In the world of dental marketing, people come and go all the time. You know, there's companies that come in and you're like, where's that company? And like in a year, they're gone. You're like, what's happening? You're one of those people that's been there forever. I met you years ago through a bunch of friends that I totally trust. You've been there helping our clients for years. And I know who you are. A lot of our clients, many people in the ACT community know who you are. But if we have dentists now all over the world and sometimes dental students watching this, if somebody's never heard of you or Golden Proportions, give them your story. I'd love to hear your story.
Okay, so Golden Proportions Marketing, we are a full-service dental marketing agency. So there's a ton of people in the dental marketing world. There's people who do newsletters and websites and SEO and social media. But I'm one of those people who's not satisfied with just doing one thing. I'm kind of like a big picture person. So when I started the agency 18 years ago, I made sure that everything that we did was like completely full service. We were looking at the life cycle of marketing in a dental practice. And Kirk knows this, but for those of you who don't, I live and breathe dentistry every day because I have the very good fortune of being married to a very handsome dentist. So we get to see this stuff in action. We know what it takes to run practices. And honestly, my poor husband gets to be my guinea pig whenever we're trying something new. So before I recommend it, I promise someone else has tried it.
Yes, and Larry's a great human being, awesome dentist, and he is a good-looking fella. So it's good stuff. Now, let's talk about the why before we get into the how, Zanya. You do this with dentists all over, and why is this topic so important when we talk about new patients and conversion before we get into the weeds? Why is this so important?
Well, first of all, it's important because I really don't think there's that many people talking about it right now. Conversion rate optimization, also called CRO, is kind of like this bastard stepchild of SEO. Everybody knows search engine optimization and that they're supposed to be doing it. But nobody thinks about, okay, if I do a really good job with SEO and my site is at the number one spot and I'm getting all these people clicking and they're going to my site, what happens then? Mm-hmm. The really critical part, SEO is maybe 50% of the equation. Once you have gotten someone to the site, if you're not doing everything you can, every trick in the book to get that visitor to stick around, to explore your website, to like what they see, you have completely wasted all that effort. So to me, conversion rate optimization is kind of a drum that I beat because it's that missing component that's really going to drive your success. Yeah. And I think we got some pretty cool, super fast ways that doctors can actually take advantage of this.
Yeah, and I love this. And if you've built a website already, you know it's not a small thing. You're going to invest a lot. Now with the changing dynamics, more people are on these than ever. And their attention spans, I would guess, are really short too. I don't know the stat on this, but the attention span of a goldfish, what is like 8 seconds? Mine's way shorter. I wonder what a gnat's is. But the I would imagine the typical consumer's attention span is somewhere in the same place as a goldfish, right? Like they're not wasting 10, 15, 20 seconds just kind of perusing your site, even if it's on their phone or on a desktop.
That's a great point because actually the very first thing that impacts your conversion is when they click that link, how fast you load. Our attention span is so driven by like this immediate response society. If your site takes longer than 3 seconds to load, I guarantee you the majority of people are just hitting the back button and they're going to your competitor. Even if it would actually take less time for them to wait it out for your site to load, they're willing to start all over again. So that attention span is just minute. You've got to capture it immediately.
Yeah, so that's number one. You would say it's the website speed. So let's just make that really clear. That's number one. Now, what are some of the things that affect it and make it slow? Because some dentists are watching this and they're like, yeah, I bought this package from this company at a seminar one time and my website looks like my neighbor's. Like, is it templated thing? Is it the amount? Like, what affects speed on a website?
A lot of it has to do with basically like how much junk is on your website. So the more bells and whistles that you add in, the slower it takes to load, unless you built it with someone who knows how to compress everything. So like great example are those websites that when you open them up, they've got video in the hero image and there's great motion and video is great for getting people to stick around. But if that video hasn't been compressed, it's just going to drag. It's going to take forever to load and you lose people. So compressing things like videos and compressing photography. And that's why, you know, those old days when websites had all that motion and everything was floating around, it looked really pretty. But there's a reason we don't do that anymore because It doesn't work. People abandon the site and they go to someone else who's easier.
Right. Now we're going to talk about this, but you actually have a way to measure it, whether you have a website done by you or not. We're going to talk about that resource. But once I get to that, Zanya, what am I going to be? I'm going to be looking for upload, download speed, like refresh. What are some of the indicators that I would want to check when it comes to website speed?
Okay, so the super simple thing, Google, of course, has a million free tools. I want everybody to just go to Google and type in the words Google speed test. When you get there, it's a totally free tool. You can type in your website address and it's going to run an immediate analysis for you and tell you how fast your website loads both on a desktop computer and on a mobile phone. You're going to get two different ratings for speed because a lot of times the site might be optimized for your laptop and it's really slow on the phone, and the phone is where we're the most vulnerable because we have really short attention spans on the phone. So when you get that speed test back, which should take maybe 30 seconds, it's actually going to tell you what to do step by step to improve your speed on your website.
Okay, so it lets you know if it's poor, great, or average, and then it gives you a treatment plan as a result.
Exactly. It will literally tell you what to do. So if you want to know if the website company that you're working with right now has actually taken that into consideration, just run that test. And if you don't like the results you're seeing, shoot them an email with a screen capture of this, and they need to hop on it. Now, some of that sometimes is just because you might have a really old website. I mean, standards are always changing. So what was great 5 years ago isn't great now. But this is a good opportunity to kind of make sure that your site is literally up to speed.
Yeah. And let me just reiterate, you said if it isn't 3 seconds, you're losing approximately 40% of your traffic, correct?
Yep. Roughly 40% of the traffic that you were paying all those hard-earned dollars to do SEO for has now decided to go hit the back button, and they are going to your competitor. And of those 40% of people, 80% of them, almost all of them, will never come back to your site.
So true. So 40 and 80%, those are both two very big numbers.
They're huge. I mean, who doesn't want 40% more patients? If you think of it that way, you are literally costing yourself 40% of your new patients.
Totally agree. Totally agree. So that's number one. What's number two when it comes to a fast way of doubling your new patients through your website?
So a really big one for me that's new and exciting, but they've got incredible statistics on it, is live chat.
Okay, wait, now pause there, because I don't have this and we need to do this. What is live chat? It's not somebody talking to you, right?
No, it's chat. It's like text messaging.
Okay.
So there's applications that you can install on your website. There's actually been some free ones. There's a great free one I love called, this is going to sound so New York, Twawk, T-A-W-K dot T-O.
T-A-W-K dot T-O?
Yep. So it's like talk to, but it's pronounced Twawk.
Twawk.
So it's totally free, and I got to tell you, it is awesome to use on a website. Now, I know so many doctors who are like, I could never monitor live chat, and there are some services out there that are trying to sell doctors on crazy expensive hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month for some other company to monitor your chat. And that means that there's another company who will be answering a potential patient's questions for you. I honestly don't think it's necessary. When you do live chat, as long as you're in the office and you have the application up, you just have it open as a tab on your browser, it'll give you like a little doorbell ding dong to let you know when someone has typed in a question.
Awesome. That is awesome.
You know when someone is on your site, it lets you know when someone is ready to interact. You can choose to go first. You can type messages out and see if someone's ready to respond. But I tend to think of live chat kind of like when I go shopping. I do not want someone to come up and bother me. When I'm ready, I will go up to the salesperson and ask a question.
Yeah.
So I generally recommend that you just let it sit and let someone browse your site. And when they have a question, I promise you, they're going to ask it. And if your team member is right there, I mean, how long does it take to type a one sentence response and start engaging with somebody on your site?
Yeah. Now keep in mind too, the younger patients don't like often calling, and I don't even like often calling. I'll do some homework on a business. Now, can you speak to this? Two things I thought about when you were saying this is, number one, you can now limit your hours. You know, you can this live chat thing. I've done this too, where I'll type back and I'll go, is this a real person? Is Steve really your name? And then they'll go, you can see it's like a fake response. Well, how cool is it in dentistry where you can say, I am real. And yes, you are talking to the person working at the front desk. Can you speak to both of those?
Yeah, so absolutely. I love the idea of knowing that you're talking to a real person. As a matter of fact, it's kind of a perfect opportunity to say, absolutely. You know what? Let me show you who I am. Just while you're on our site, click on the about page and I'm going to take you to my picture. And boy, doesn't that create this incredible dynamic where you can literally see the person that you're talking to. And I hate to say it, you're going to have to repeat the first question because we had a little video delay.
The first one is how much more you can capture people doing homework on you outside of your business hours. Like if you wanted to, you could have a team member and incentivize them instead of thinking, well, I got to be open till 7 p.m. every night. Mm-hmm. You could limit your hours and you could say, hey, look, because it's going to notify you when somebody's on your site. You could have a team member say, look, I'll take it this weekend and incentivize them to convert a new patient. You can also ask for email addresses through the chat and say, hey, in case I lose you, leave me your email address and I'll make sure you get some more information on our practice and what we're all about.
Absolutely. Just like I think phones should be answered pretty much around the clock. Same thing with a live chat. You can just download this as an app on your phone. It will give you a notification, a little ding dong or whatever signal you want to say, hey, somebody's on there and wants to chat with you. So it shows patients that you're there, you're responsive, you're talking to a real person. And their questions are going to be really simple. The questions are going to be, do you take particular insurance? So we got to make sure they know how to answer that question. So like script some of these answers in advance is a great idea. They're going to ask your hours. They're going to ask pretty simple questions if you do a particular procedure. So that's why I don't think it's necessary to pay another company hundreds and hundreds of dollars to monitor your live chat. Nobody.